Okay, we'll pray and jump right in this. Father Yah, we just bless you and we glorify you for who you are, and we just thank you for just another opportunity to get into your presence. We seek wisdom and understanding on today, and we just thank you in advance for it. We thank you for all the things that you do in our lives on a daily basis. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Man, I've been going quite a bit this past month or so, and the reason what I mean by going is Yah is doing something wonderful, in that he's sitting the stage for what he's doing. He's making separations between traditions. What I mean by traditions, I'm talking about traditional teachings and things like that. And as a result of it, I'm being contacted quite a bit by people in all walks of life, and that's what took me a minute, to even come out, because I received a phone call. People are waking up, and since they're waking up, they're afraid. Because it's like for the first time in their lives, they're starting to look at or they're seeing things clearly. I say weird things sometimes, but I just say how I feel, It's just how I feel, because I don't know any other way to express it. I'm so proud of Yah. often a child will seek to make their parents proud by their actions, but then at the same time, there is another side to it, to where a child can be proud of that parent, and they will, and when they really sit down and think about it, they can appreciate some things, they can look back on things that they were taught, and they be like, man, I'm really proud of what my parent did, when I was even out there doing the garden. I got teary-eyed and I got proud, because I saw from what I was doing at that particular time, I saw the strength and the courage and the heart, which is the mindset, obviously, that my mom had in order to do the things that she did. And, a lot of times when we would get up, everything was made to look so easy. And just out there in that garden made me realize how hard she actually worked, how hard she actually did things. And she made it look easy because she was gifted to do it. And, and so it just made me proud to know that what I was doing, I learned from her. Well, I said that to give you an example to show, as far as Yah is concerned, whereby as I look at what is happening in society, I'm proud of Yah, because as a parent, he prepared us. None of us should be stressing, although we're in stressful situations. with all the things that we're facing. People sending me so much stuff now. But this one particular guy, and it was funny, but it was the truth at the same time. And he was using a lot of, what people consider as bad language and stuff like that. But what he said in a nutshell, he was like, y'all sending us a $1,200 check. He said, and you don't take into consideration that we've been off work for, a month plus. And we got more than $1,200 a month bills. We got car notes. We got, insurance. We got light bills. And we got this. You give us $1,200 that may or may not even pay the rent, kind of deal. And he was like, this is stupid. He said, y'all never thought this thing out. Then you won't let us go to work. And then you turn around and do this to us and don't have enough nerves don't have enough smarts about you to fix it to where we don't have to be concerned about the things that we're concerned about. And he mentioned about, I think it's called deferred mortgage payment and things like that. And he was saying, even as far as deferred mortgage payment, he said, here, people get it deferred, and then 3 months later, within that fourth month, all the payments are due. He was like, how does that help a person? You don't let them go to work, and then you turn around and let them defer a 3 month payment, and then they got to pay it as soon as they're able to go back to work, and they don't have no money because you didn't let them go to work. So all those things, that's taking place in society, and we understand why. We're able to answer those questions because Yah prepared us. He revealed things to us in scriptures. And so although we're in a stressful situation, we're not stressing because we know that Yah is in total control. And he has each one of us, and he's going to take care of each one of us. He never promised us that things would be easy, but he did he did promise us that he would deliver us all out of our circumstances. And we just have to trust him on the process by which you do those things. And so back again, I'm proud of Yah because of how he has prepared us, and then to see now that old saying, when the rubber hits the road, that people are reaching out to where they feel like they can get answers now. And so they're asking, and everybody that I'm talking to and the people that are sending me information, they're all saying the same thing. How basically in a nutshell, the scripture points out that out of the mouth of two or three, things are established. And so when you start to hear the same thing, things over and over, then, I have it on saying everybody not going to tell the same lie. So people are starting to say, I'm afraid, but I'm starting to see what's going on. That's the reason why I'm afraid. And all these things that we thought were conspiracy theories, we're starting to come to an understanding that this is reality. This is what we're living in. And now we're afraid because we don't quite know what to do. But we know that Yah is dealing with you, and we really need for you to help us through the processes of these things, and to understand these things, and I always tell them, I say, hey, the best way to do that is you got to get connected, you got to get involved, and I don't mind, having these chats and discussing certain things with you one-on-one. And I said, but the numbers are getting so large where it's becoming more and more difficult for me to do that. And so you're going to have to tie in to what we're doing as a whole, whereby, you have a lot of, there will be a lot of availability as far as information is concerned. If I'm not able to do it, Elder can do it. We have people who are able to share some things with you according to what they understand, And so, that's what's going on with people right now. They are very afraid, and the reason why is because It's like Yah has snatched the scales off. And I don't mean to be critical toward preachers, but I just have to tell the truth. Preachers are reeling. They're losing. And what I mean by they're reeling and they're losing is because a lot of them are saying, why did they not teach us these things? Why did they tell us that when these things like this start happening, that we were going to be gone? We were going to be raptured, you know? And so they're seeking answers, and they're afraid, they're disappointed, and because of that, they're looking for answers. And guess what? Yah is sitting us as a city on a hill. That's what he's doing. He's sitting us as a city on a hill, and that light is drawing people, and they're like, okay, we're paying attention to the things that you write. We're starting to listen to messages that, you know, you've made available to us, and y'all sound different than other stuff we've been hearing. But we know that the stuff that y'all are saying is lining up with the scriptures, and it's also lining up with current events that's happening today. In other words, we're able to follow y'all's messages and see, okay, you know, God is really dealing with these people. And he's really leading these people, and they know what's going on, and so the stage is being set. You know, obviously we know things are never going to be the same again, but that's what's going on, and so you know, I'm proud of Yah in that he's such a good father, to the point to where he took me. Back, man, that's almost 20 years ago, back in 2000, you know, he took me back in 2000 as a parent and said, I can't let you go this way. I can't let you be like the rest of these people sitting up in here. And that always puzzled me, because, you know, I always had the question in the back of my mind, why you can't deal with the rest of these people like you telling me? Why am I the only one that you're telling I can't let you go this way? Why is it okay for them to go this way? I still can't truly answer the question. I have ideas, but I can't really answer the question, of why there would be a room of hundreds of people and he'd only say it to me. But then at the same, you know, here we go. But then at the same time, I'm gonna let Ellie answer the question now. You know, at the same time, I can answer it, but at the same time, when I say that, it leaves me dumbfounded to be sitting in a place and Yah says, "You can't go this way," and I'm looking at other people and everybody going that way. I don't know. Yeah, I can just turn it over to you, Redden. You know, so one of the things that you know, as I was thinking about it, you know, I heard him say this this scripture here, and we've dealt with it so many times. We just remind us, Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate." Straight is narrow. Just make sure. Yeah, narrow. So straight is the gate, 14. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few be there that find it. Now, When you look at find, it says at the bottom here, it says perceive, see it. And so, to answer the question that I had is there was at that particular time, there was something going on with my perception that allowed Yah to say, no, you can't go this way with the rest of them. He allowed it. But at the same time, we know that perception was given. You know, how can I see without a loving Father who allowed me to perceive those things by His Spirit and stuff? So, you know, these things just amaze me, and to see it, it's just so many visions and things that I've had. Of large numbers of people, as far as the eyes could see, people standing inside of our buildings. So many people that folks were standing around the walls and things like that. It's like every place where someone could fit, somebody was in that spot, And these things are starting to materialize because, again, it's like that stage is being set. People trust what we do. They trust the teaching that's going on here because they realize and now that, okay, man, I've been deceived. I've been wrongly taught. These things have been false. I'm coming into understanding of the mindset of our government. The mindset of the leaders of other countries and things like this, and so it has people weary. It's a great burden, but at the same time, it's a great joy, because the burden is from the perspective of I know. From the perspective of knowing what we have to do, and then at the same time, we just have to allow Yah to do it in His time frame. He has given us the, for lack of a better way to put it, He has given us the ministry. He's given us the foundation to build upon. That, you know, as far as that ministry is concerned, He's given us the location. It's like Yah has given us everything that we need in order to do this, but it's like within His timing, but you're starting to see the stage being set to where all eyes are starting to turn and they're starting to look. And I even been having, you know, Elder and I had a conversation about it, and we, you know, we concluded on some things, and it's kind of amazing. I've been having a lot of preachers who've been reaching out to me lately. All of them that are reaching out now are preachers who really despised me over the years. Because of the things that I teach, and because I'm willing to, you know, set things that's the opposite of what is traditionally taught. Now they're starting to reach out through text messages, through inboxing me on Facebook. These guys are starting to reach out, and you know, I think some of them got the mindset to reach out to try to pull me back into their understanding. You know, and they're trying to do it in a slick way, and because the perception is there, you know, you see right through it, and you know, because I got this whole thing, you know, I always say I'm green, but when all of a sudden I just get vexed for no reason, I know that there's something going on within the realm of what this preacher is doing that's not by the Spirit of Yah, because if it was bearing witness. Or if it was by the Spirit of Yah, it would bear witness with my spirit who desire to be pleasing to Yah. So if this individual was sending me this because they were attempting to please Yah, then it would have been a blessing to me instead of a vexation. And so I've been looking at a lot of stuff that preachers been sending, And, you know, and I just send them a little thumbs up, and that's all I'll do it. But they're starting to send me stuff every day. And so what Yah is saying is there's a twofold perspective to it. You know that old saying, there's an old saying that a person has, that you may hear people say that, you know, they don't want nothing, they don't want you to have nothing either. That's the mindset of some of these guys. You know, it's like they don't want or refuse to sit down and study, study or have whatever it takes in order for Yah to deal with them like he's dealing with us. And that's not a bias or, you know, we think we something statement. It's just a fact. It's just you gotta accept it. And so it's not just a matter of them accepting what's going on and adjusting, but it's like their mindset is, I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to take the time to be dealt with like the way Yah is dealing with you. So my best thing is to try to keep you from being dealt with. So I'm going to send you little things that is within the realm of what I believe in order to try to cause confusion or uncertainty to make you come back this way. Make you come back to what we believe. You know, we believe Jesus is God. So since we believe Jesus is God, and you're being dealt with in a way to where you're showing clearly that is not the case, then the only way we can deal with this is to get you back saying the same thing, because you know we're in a position now where we don't want to apply ourselves and allow Yah to deal with us the way that he's dealing with y'all in order to come to these same understanding. So the best thing to do is to try to reel you back to us to keep you from exposing these things. Because in exposing these things, you're making us all look bad. Well, that's what Christ did. That's what all the prophets of the scriptures did. They spoke things that was contrary to the majority. And you can see that throughout the scripture. Yah always use the individual who caused conflict when unrighteousness was in the earth. He's in prophets. He always used vessels that appeared to be contrary to what is the norm. And these people are having a hard time with that, and so. You know, I'm seeing, you know, and I've been sharing some of the stuff with Elder, but it's like I'm seeing all kinds of little slick ways in an attempt to get me on the same page with their mindset instead of what Yah is doing. I got people trying to get me trading some kind of stuff in order to make money. Foreign exchange trading and different things like that. It's like everybody is trying to get me into what they're doing. You know, like I held the point out, he was like, yeah, because you know they know how your mind works, and so they're wanting to use you as a platform to advance themselves. That's most of the time what preachers do. When they contact you, it's not that they want to help you. It's just that they're trying to help themselves. And so all these things are going on. I'm also being challenged a lot. But obviously when they do it, I mean, you know, I always leave them speechless, just to be honest. But I'm also being challenged a lot by people who don't understand the scripture but have a certain belief system. A lot of people struggle with the fact that I said Christ wasn't God. Can you imagine? You saying they God, not God? And so a lot of people struggle with that, but some struggle with that because they didn't understand. And once I laid things out, they was like, okay, I get it. And they adjusted. But you had some was like, I don't care what you said. Christ is God. Holy Spirit is God. God the Father, God the Son, and you know, God the Holy Spirit. And something is wrong with you if you're teaching it any other kind of way. You know, some have had that mindset. And so in dealing with this, you know, through the wisdom of God, we have to make sure that we understand what we deal with. We're well versed on it, and regardless of how many goes against what we're dealing with in the scriptures, we know we're doing this precept upon precept, line upon line, and we got to be bold enough and willing to stand by ourselves, because that's what Christ did. That's what John the Baptist did. That's what Moses did, you know. It has to be somebody that's willing to say, I'm not going through the gate that everybody else is going through. I'm not going through the path that everybody else is going through, because that path is destructive. And when we look back on it, you know, as far as Matthew 7:13-14, when we look back on it, we can see now, man, what would it, think about this, y'all. What would you be? Where would you be if we didn't know the things that we know and were still going by the traditions that we were taught back in the day?
Afraid.
That's the perfect answer, man. Afraid of death. If I would have stayed in the doctrine that all I had to do was sow my seed and I would be successful and I would be rich and I would have no worries.
It would be the scariest time of your
life. Scariest time, because there ain't no money now. And I was depending on folks to bring the tithe in, because, you know, that's how you get blessed, people. And that's how I get blessed, people. I got a Rolls Royce to pay for in the mansion here, because I would have had one by now if I'd have kept going down that path.
What we going to do? We ain't got no seed to sow. Our whole world is jacked up now.
It's the fallacy behind that whole concept. and I think that's why people become bitter, because the things they're being told don't come to pass. You make the sacrifices and do all of that, and you still don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I got a phone call. No, it wasn't a phone call. It was a text on yesterday. And the individual told me that their coworker said to her that she wasn't for sure about her faith in God now. She said she was going for counseling. And I was like, you know, you can go for counseling, but that's not going to help the situation if it's not the godly counsel. And at the same time, if it took this to cause you to question your faith in God, it's because you never had it in the first place. Well, nobody ever properly taught you how to have it.
I think the reality is they had faith in the non-true living God. Right? Right. They had faith in their God.
Right.
Or in the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the God.
Mm-hmm. And so these are the things that's out there.
I think when people come to that conclusion, it's because they have faith in a God that they created in their own image.
That's a good one.
And so when things don't go according to their image, then they question everything that they ever believed, because mm-hmm. it's based on trusting a God that operated based on a way that they could understand.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good answer because that's what we're looking at. I'm gonna say this for lack of a better way to put it. We're looking at mankind who has created Yah in their own image, and as the result of it, as the result of that, you know, it's like what the scripture said. You know, you got these gods that you have to prop up. They can't. They neither speak nor they neither move. You got to move them around. You got to speak for them. So thank you. So we have mankind who has created, as Elder pointed out, Yah in their own image, or God in their own image, and instead of allowing God to reveal to them who He is. Everybody, so I'm saying everybody is a metaphoric term. Everybody has created or designed. God is this way. God is that way. And this is how you're supposed to act when you belong to God. And this is the thing you're supposed to do when you belong to God. And all these rituals and things like that. And nobody decided to go to God and find out who He is. You know, I'm gonna pull up. As I said, this scripture came to mind. John 4:23-24 says, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Yah is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." Now you see people see what it says, Yah is a spirit. It's not saying that He doesn't have a body. It lets us know how to get to know Him. Okay? Yah, so when you look at Yah as a spirit, it talks about, you know, again, the current of air, the breath, the blast, the breeze. And when you look at it, it says the mind at the bottom. And so when we look at it, it points out, as Elder mentioned, we can't worship Him or we're not true seekers as long as we're creating Him and from our own perspective. As long as we're you know, this is what God is like, and you know, God is like this because this is what I believe, and all these different things. I believe Christ is God. What else? You can't find out one scripture to bag you up, though. And so, because of that, people are not coming into a perception or understanding of who Yah truly is, based upon a relationship, intimate relationship with Him, whereby He breathed, by His Spirit, He breathed that information into us. Everything I know is because Yah has blown on me His Spirit. You know, we use the term slide in on our mind. Everything I know is because Yah slid in on my mind. And the only way that takes place is it happens with relationship. But people don't want relationship with Yah. What they want to do is, as the other pointed out, they want to prop Him up. They want to create Him in their own image. And they want, here it is. They don't want to worship Yah. They want Yah to worship them. So when He's not worshiping them, or he never will, but I'm saying if they don't feel that He's worshiping them, then I don't know if I can believe in Him. He ain't doing it how I want things done. I can't believe He allowed us to be in this situation. You know, I thought God was a loving God. Go ahead.
That always blows my mind when I hear that. It's like people think they're the first person that's ever happened to. Mm-hmm. Since the beginning of time, I'm not the first person that lost my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the first person that's had issues and problems.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they hating on God about it, stuff that they brought on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is people seek Yah's hand and not his face, right? Mm-hmm. So when they see a hand, they assume it's Yah.
Mm-hmm.
But can you identify anybody based on their hand? Anybody you know, can you identify based on their hand?
They ain't changed.
You identify a person by their face. And so the problem is everybody's looking for a handout. They seeking a hand. And when they get a hand, they assume it's Yah, but it's not. And then when that hand ain't there, they assume Yah ain't there. Well, it was never Yah's hand. But you got to seek him face to face. When you seek him face to face, you could probably recognize his hand if you spend enough time with him. But they don't go. That opposite is not the case. And so what happens is everybody's seeking his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody seeking his face. Then when times get difficult and they can't find the hand, they in trouble.
Yeah, because the truth of the matter is he's there whether you can see him or not. I had this happen to me when I used to work for EDS in Plano. They had these two big huge buildings. You could see them from far away until things got built up like they are now. It was just like standing out in a desert, and you had to go through the gate to get there. And this particular morning, I'm going through the gate. As I got there, going through the gates, and when I pulled through, I couldn't see nothing. The fog was that dense, I couldn't see building one. And y'all spoke to me and said, "Is the building still over there?" Well, yeah, I know the building hadn't went anywhere because I couldn't see it. So in essence, he's saying to me, when you can't see me or judge by circumstances that I'm here, I'm still there, you just can't see me. So when we trust him and he's holding our hand and he's leading and guiding us, if we can't see him, if we have that connection, as long as we know he's holding our hands, it doesn't matter if I can see or not. It doesn't matter what's ahead because I'm trusting him.
Amen.
And that's hard to do sometimes in difficult situations. I've also been there too.
I was, you heard something?
Yeah, I just think that's key. And I think what you're seeing is all these people is realizing the difference. Well, some of them are, some of them not, right? So some people don't care about the face. They only care about the hand because their motivation behind seeking a hand is not about doing the will of God. It's about getting whatever is in his hand. That's how a lot of people are, preachers included. So when they're confronted with the truth that is coming from the face of God,
mm-hmm.
then it either they don't care about what's going on with the face of God and they willing to ignore it, or because it ain't giving them what they want in their hand, they don't care what the face is saying.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was, are you finished?
Right, go ahead.
Yeah, because if you wasn't, I was going to let you go ahead. Now, because I wanted to confirm what you were saying, When you look at John 6, I just started at verse 24. It says, "When the people therefore saw that Yehoshua was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Yehoshua." Now, you can see the scripture says they're seeking for him. Now, verse 25 says, "And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? Yehoshua answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me," people seek, "not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." So you have people who were following Christ. He took a ship across the sea. They jumped in there and went on across there to him. folks falling everywhere, wherever the Lord is, that's where I want to be. But they seek what's in his hand, as Elder pointed out. They don't even want no relationship with him whatsoever. You know, I had a lady tell me, you know, y'all bless her soul. She was sincere about it. At least she was honest. She was like, you know, she said, you know, you send me some of the messages and things like that. She said, and I be listening to them. She said, but you know, they long, my attention span is just not that good. I said, yeah, just pretend you had a movie with popcorn. All she could do was laugh. She's like, ooh. Ooh. See, people want it. They just want the hand. Because when we want him, we'll sit down there. Don't take how long, it don't matter how long it take. See what I'm saying? But people who want his hand, they always have a mindset of, you know, remember what you said during Sabbath worship when I was like, I'm done. You was like, well, we can keep going. Because you wasn't seeking his hand, you was seeking him. And when I'm getting fed or I'm discussing the things of Yah, I mean, man, you have to cut the cord on me, boy, because I can just go and go and go and go and go and go and go. You know, sometimes we'll get through with Bible study or Sabbath service, and we'll have a Bible study and Sabbath service for another 4 hours, 5 hours. Because once we connected in, man, time just fly. And we seeking him, not just in his hand. And we want to know everything that we can about him, man. So, you know, shoot, 8 o'clock and turn into 1 real fast after Bible study. And Christ gave the perfect example of what's going on with the minds of the people. People are disappointed and they're afraid because all this time they have sought his hand.
It's like I equate it to this saying. People say they love him, but they love what he can give them. That's mm-hmm. basically what it boils down to. So I love you, Lord, because I know I can make it in heaven. That's the only way. I love you, Lord, because I believe you're going to pay my bills. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because I think you can keep me safe. I love you, Lord, because you're going to make it happen the way I want it. But those are the reasons. So what happened your bills don't get paid? What happened if you ain't safe? Well, what happened in all these scenarios and people put them conditions on? Oh, you didn't do it like I said. I'm gone. I'm out of here. You don't love me.
Exactly. I got a text, but I'm going to make the individual say what they sent me. This is class, Brent, so go ahead and say what you sent me. You know, quit sending me these private stuff and let everybody hear what you got to say.
Nah.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on a minute, Brent. Hold on a minute. Yeah, it's coming from Bible. I need to get it from here.
No, you got to... Or the TV remote.
Is it?
Yeah, it's turning the volume up for the TV.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, Brent.
Now, what I was saying is, you know, it's funny how people don't see that the virus, but they trust everything that, you know, what the president's saying, what the media's saying, but they won't trust y'all is there.
Exactly. They can't see neither one, but they trust the virus. Stay inside because the virus out there. Folks staying inside, got their head tied up in a knot. I mean, all this other kind of stuff. But if you
stimulus check coming.
They trusted that.
Yeah.
That's the hand I see.
Exactly. Ain't so trusted. You know, and so I mean, and that's a good example because. That's what people are doing. People, it is showing you the mindset of people. And I'm talking about, this is not just people who are so-called out there in the world. These are bona fide church folks that will tell you they saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost kind of folks. And all these things are allowing, all these things are allowing or allowing them to be exposed from the perspective of what the other pointed out. They're seeking his hand and not him.
And for that very cause is what's why a lot of people are going to take the mark.
That's it.
Because when that time comes, they ain't gonna have no relationship with the face of God. They're mm-hmm. gonna see the hand
exactly.
that's in front of them
exactly.
with something to give them.
Amen.
And that's all they're gonna care about.
Exactly. Yeah, you didn't show up, but this hand over here did, so I'm gonna have to roll with this one. And that's what Brent pointed out. They don't trust Yah that he's there, and he is there. But they show trust that stimulus check, and they don't see it nowhere because that is the hand that people are starting. That is the hand that people truly have their trust in. Not y'all.
That could be the stimulus for the government doing it.
I believe so. I believe that hammer hit the net, hit the nail right on the head.
That's why I hear more and more.
Exactly.
You don't hear
you. Exactly. That's what we've been doing. You know, Brent put up a post where it's talking about farmers and things like that. You know, this brother was saying that people need to go back to farming. You know, folks were like, man, you know, I don't want to go out there and start farming. I'd just rather go in Walmart. Because they're dependent on the hand that they can see instead of putting that seed out there and trusting Yah. I put them seeds out there. I was like, Yah, if you don't do this, it ain't going to get done.
The only problem with looking to get what's in somebody's hand is you're not paying attention to what's in the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hand you this stuff that you're looking at. Yeah, it's what you want, but in this other hand.
I got a rope on the other end of that.
Or a gun or a sickle or something else. But hold this what you want in this hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get it, and while you so infatuated with what I'm giving you, what I got in my other hand, you ain't gonna see coming.
another guy that I went to school with, he posted on Facebook of this person saying, I don't see why we gotta depend on farmers. We can just go in the store and get the. But that's the mindset of this world. We don't need no farmers. Man, we can just go to the store and get that stuff. That farm out. We ain't gonna have no farmers. Don't realize that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, that's how disconnected people are.
Yeah.
People perish for a lack of knowledge. Exactly. And it's they're not even trying to gain knowledge. It's like, I'm just satisfied.
Well, they have grown that dependent on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
That dependent on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the hand of God, shall I say.
And you can even see that during Pharaoh's time frame, even when our father Joseph was in the land. First, those people, they sold their crop, then they sold their land, then they sold themselves, and after that, they were saying, hey, just take everything. We ain't got nothing there. Well, you know, once they sold the crop and their land, they said, we don't have nothing else, just take us. That's what this is coming to. We're seeing this system coming to the head to where people are going to say, just take care of me. I'll be your slave. And that's what the Savior knew. You know, that's what he knew. And that's why he made the statement in John 6. Follow me because you don't want me. You don't care about the miracles. You don't care about the fact that I am God and you have a relationship with me. Now I'm not talking about from the perspective of Yahushua, but I'm saying from the perspective of Yah. Now people are not going to him because they're saying all I want is a relationship with you. I know that when all this is said and done, there is an eternal life that's available for all those who are willing to follow you and have a relationship with you. People are not concerned about that. They like, just what can I get out of your hand?
But I think that mindset is more pervasive than people think. I think it applies these days in relationships. People don't care about they don't care about the other person. They care about what they can get from the other person. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they can't get what they want from the other person, then they out. Right. That's the mindset. That's a lot of places. Mm-hmm. A job don't care about you as a person. They care about what they can get out of you. Mm-hmm. As soon as they don't get out of you what they want, they out. Mm-hmm. You go. Mm-hmm. The same way, employees. I don't care about you. I care mm-hmm. about what I get. As soon as that ain't where I want, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is with mm-hmm. everybody. Mm-hmm.
The guy that I mentioned earlier, you know, I don't know if his numbers are correct, but he just had he just made a valid point, you know, even though if his numbers were not correct. He was like, you know, he said, take banks, for instance. He said they could just not allow people to pay their mortgages and just put them on the end without them having to negotiate that. He said, now here's the sad thing about it. He said they was bailed out 10 years ago. He said, then they took that money and circulated and made billions with that money. And then they getting it again. You know, they getting bailout again. And all the billions they made from the other bailout.
It equates to the parable of the guy where the king forgave him a great debt.
Yeah.
And he turned right around and man owed him a little debt. Yeah. He's like, you going to jail,
Put him in prison. Yeah.
Right back around and said, I just forgave you this great debt. You wouldn't even give him this $10.
Yeah.
But that's how it is.
And that's the mindset. And when you look at the bailout these banks getting, that have these mortgages and things like that, they don't have to take people take people through what they're taking them through. It's just that they do that because of greed and wickedness and all this here, and it's part of an agenda. Somebody was saying something, and it's part of an agenda, and so these type of things are going on, and now people are starting to see this stuff clearly. And it's making people afraid because they're saying, man, they really don't care about us. That wasn't just a Michael Jackson song. Mute your song, phone, Brent. And so, you know, it's like that Michael Jackson song. They don't care nothing about us, you know. That's what people are coming to the realization of. And those who really want to operate in righteousness, they're afraid. You know, and they're coming to us saying, "Hey, we need some answers," and we're listening now. We've been seeing and hearing you saying all these things for all these years. Okay, we're listening. You know, just keep teaching us, and things like that. And I'm like, okay, the information is here. You just got to make yourself available. You know, if you got to sit there and get you some popcorn and you know, and chips and candy and stuff, and yeah, like you're at the movies. Sit there and watch that stuff, you know. It's life changing. It's necessary. You know. Truly the harvest is plenteous right now. And the laborers are very few. And it's funny that you said it earlier, because even the preachers, their motivation now is to speak to the audience because they're trying to save themselves.
Because I guess the question is, too, for all those people that, for example, that are reading your post, or how come they preachers didn't know this was coming? You wasn't surprised.
Right. True. And those are questions that I'm being asked. They're like, why are you the only one sharing this? Got a phone call yesterday. I mean, people have been calling me like crazy. Got a phone call yesterday. The person said, why are you the only one saying this stuff? What is wrong with the rest of these preachers? What's going on?
Well, I'll step back and say this. I didn't say it earlier. When you were saying, why me? Well, it boils down to purpose, though. I mean, it ain't that God don't love everybody else. He just loves you. No. You were created for a purpose. Right. So for that very cause, he had to start somewhere. And so, it's got to start somewhere. And what people don't realize or don't want to accept is that it's starting here. Mm-hmm. And that's evidenced by all of the things that we're discussing now, right? So it ain't that God don't love these other people. It ain't that, you know, if they had studied harder, you know, this, or if they had done this. It just boils down to purpose. And God has to choose a Moses. It ain't that he doesn't love Aaron. It ain't that he don't love Miriam. It ain't that he don't love the elders or the people. But he has to start somewhere. And so with that being the case, it just is what it is. He's got to start somewhere. And when it came to Moses, he was saying stuff to Moses that he wasn't saying to everybody else. He was telling Moses his plan that he wasn't telling everybody else.
Nobody
else. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. Even to the case of where you had Miriam and Aaron saying, hey, God speak to us too. That's true, and that's the thing that's hard for people to fathom. It ain't that Yah doesn't deal with you. He does. But he's not going to give you, he's not going to give a private in the army general's instructions. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't mean that he don't love you. It just means that who is the general is to get the general's instructions. It ain't meant for everybody. So the private in the army can't be like, well, I hear from God. We all do, mm-hmm. if we so choose. But that don't mean that God deal with everybody the same. And so when it comes to scripture where God is no respecter of persons, that means he's willing to deal with anybody. But at the same time, everybody he deals with according to their several ability. When you look at the example of the master giving the talents, he gave them according to their several ability. It ain't that he don't love the one that he gave one, and he loved the one that he gave five more. No, he did that according to their several ability. And so people look at it and be like, well, he can't be telling you something that he ain't telling me. If he is the chief, he tell whoever he want to. And chances are he gives the highest instructions to those that's right under him. He ain't going to tell it to everybody else. That's just not the way it works. You get that information down the chain of command. And so people that want to jump the chain of command, people that want to beat up the people at the top, that doesn't serve them well in the long run. But they can't comprehend that because we live in a society where we think that everything should be fair. Everything should be equal. In the kingdom of God, everything is not fair. And everything is not equal. And that's just the realities of what is. Mm.
Because those are terms that relate to men and not to God.
Mm-hmm. And even as you mentioned, he's no respecter of person. He's no respecter person from the perspective of that which he's made available to all men.
Right.
Anything he says is available for everybody. Salvation is available for all men.
Right.
There's no risk. He's not going to say, no, you black folks the only one.
Right.
You know, we don't want no white. Nope. He made salvation available for all men.
Right.
He's no respecter person in that matter. But when it comes down to the gift and calling, done without repentance. Y'all said, when I choose you to do something, I chose you to do it, and I'm not going to replace you with somebody else to do it. I gifted you, I called you to do it, and I'm bringing my purpose to pass. And you can go hide out on the backside of the mountain for 40 years, Moses. I'm going to come right over there and get you when I'm ready. You know, and it don't matter what you did. You killed the Egyptian, buried him in the sand, and you're running from Pharaoh because you're scared. But I put a calling on you, and that's why you killed him and put him in the sand in the first place. I was already dealing with you, but you got in there by yourself before your time. Yeah. So you ran. Now I'm ready for you. Go on back over there. You're going. You don't have no choice. Can you send somebody else? I ain't sending nobody else. But I tell you what I do. I send Aaron with you just to encourage you, but you going. Aaron, speak to the people, and you be a voice to the speaker, and y'all say, you be my voice. Which is how it works. Okay? And so, you know, these things just have to be, you know, be understood, and I'm still learning, I'm still growing, and I'm becoming very comfortable in my skin. And from that perspective, you know, I'm not afraid to stand before before anyone when it comes down to the scriptures. Because I know one or two things going to happen. We're going to be on the same page because Yah is leading us, or they're going to have to be corrected. Now, personally, say, man, that's kind of bold and arrogant. No, I know my lane. I know my gift and calling. I've been at this for 30 years. In the scriptures every day for 30 years. And he taught me the foundation of studying and made me word studying for the past 20. And so all these things are happening. All these things I've had to go through, the 40-day fast and all these different things. You know, and I'm not saying this to boast about me. I'm saying this because I'm boasting. I'm proud of my father. When have you heard a preacher talk about 40-day fast? They'll tell you they went for 3 days or a week or something like that. But what Yah is doing, he's doing the same thing that he did. He's doing the same thing with myself that he did in biblical proportions as far as the scripture is concerned. That's what I mean. There were men who went on 40-day fast, no problem. I had to do it. He doesn't expect you. Matter of fact, I told the church when I came off that 40-day fast, I said, you don't have to do this. I didn't understand why I was telling them then. Because, you know, I had some people were considering it. I said, you don't have to do this. I did it for you. I said, so you get the credit. I did it for you. I walked that for you. So just accept it. Just accept it as a gift that gave you credit for something that I had to physically go through. But I had to do this. You don't have to do this to get nothing. I had to go through that to be dealt with so that y'all could get me prepared for what we're doing right now. And so, I appreciate Elder has always encouraged me from that perspective. Just accept who you are, and no, you can't study up on this. you can't study to get this. You can't. And I told him, I said, y'all be showing me stuff. I be sitting there eyes buck and everything too, because I didn't see that. But it's like when I look at the scriptures, it's like they're written on the table of my heart, in my mind, and I see stuff. I just see it. And it's, you know, you'll be like, no, that ain't simple. Can't nobody just see that? I said, yeah, you right. I said, yeah, you right. I said, because sometimes I close that book and be, you know, be looking around like, what just happened? I had never seen that before.
And I just want to reiterate, that don't mean nobody else shouldn't study.
Right.
It's not the case. You study and you let y'all deal with you at the level that you at.
Mm-hmm.
But your expectation should be that when I study, I'm going to get what everybody else get. That mm-hmm. is just not the way it works. There are things that those who are called to do more will get. But it's still on you to study for yourself, too, for y'all to deal with you individually.
Mm-hmm. And here's the scripture to confirm that. It's Romans 12, verse 3. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yah has dealt to every man the measure of faith. All of us have what Yah has measured out to us for the task that he's called us to do. And I don't try to get in nobody's lane. That's why when Yah is using the elder, I'll be like, go ahead. I'll sit back. I ain't even say, no, I'm the preacher. No, hey. It's just how he's gifted us to do it. And I'll let him run in his lane. And have the liberty to do it. As y'all deal with each one of you, and you have things to say and stuff, I let you run and deal with as he's dealing with you, because you're looking at angles of things that he may not even be showing me at that particular time. And that's how we come into full understanding. Everybody's participating with the message instead of hearing the measure of faith of one mind. we have the measure of faith of all our minds coming together to understand what Yah is giving us on the night. Just when somebody shout, I guess they tired of being inside. I'm tired of this. You know, so, but that's all I have. I just wanted to share that, you know, that with you guys, and just let the, you know, saints know we're on the right path. You know, stay encouraged. Yah's watching over us, and things are going exactly as he planned. And the reason why we know that is because we have a relationship with us, and he revealed things to those that love him and he loved. Okay. All right. You had anything else? Father, y'all, we just bless you for this lesson on tonight. We thank you for being a wonderful God in our lives who love us enough to sit us down and to teach us and to unseal your word unto us. Each time we come before you and open the book. And we just count that as a great privilege. And we thank you for all the things that you do for us. And our desire is just to please you in every way. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.